Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Sportsfeld. Happy holiday week.
Yeah.
We made it.
Happy Hanukkah.
That's right.
It's the second day?
I don't know.
22nd, I think it's. Yeah, second day. Tonight would be.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It is.
I should know this.
Sportsfeld Studios is closed for the holiday weeks.
Yes.
We'll say that. So we're coming to you from the middle.
That was me trying to pretend like this was a live.
You did a great job. Yeah. I'm going to trample all over it.
That's fine.
We have a giant mailbag for you today.
Yeah.
We decided that no one cares about what we say about sports anyway.
Why don't they build the whole show out of a mailbag?
People ask that all the time.
And I feel like after we finish doing this, we're going to ask it too.
We have great listeners. That's one constant of this show.
That is true.
Every iteration, we've had incredible listeners who ask incredible questions. We canvassed you guys. Give us an hour's worth of questions. And you responded with 30 mailbag questions.
Which is...
Excellent.
A lot of questions.
Excellent.
Well done, everybody.
So we're going to spend the next hour going over these questions one by damn one, answering them as well as we possibly can. And while we do that, we're going to be drinking our Radical Road Brewery of the Month brews. We're drinking the Key West Lime Ghost. It's a 4% brewed with sea salt and fresh squeezed lime.
I'm excited for this one. I love Key Lime.
This brew will make you feel like you're on the beach.
Ooh.
Even now in the late goings of December, as we stare down a winter, you can have a Key West Lime Ghost. A lot of questions. So we're keeping our mouths wet.
Sea salt.
Yeah. Crazy, right? That's Radical Road Brewery, the brewery of the month for December. The brew pub and retail shop, the heart of Leslieville, Queen and Jones. 7 days a week, 363 days a year. I'm going to guess they'll be closed on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Until 11 p.m. each evening. RadicalRoadBrew.com for more information. Thank you to Radical Road for the beer of the month and for supporting Sportsfeld. If you want your favorite beer to be on this show, get slurped down. Message them, message us, put us in touch with them, and we will get it done. Ooh boy.
Whoa boy.
Beer everywhere. My problem.
If we get electrocuted, it's Dylan's fault.
Anyway, we will run through. We're going to go one by one. We'll choose one by one.
Ooh, that is limey.
Fucking delicious. Is what
wow.
That is. Limey, that's a slur.
Is it?
I don't know.
It's a movie.
Limey's a slur.
Is it a slur? I thought it was just like a. It's probably a slur.
I don't know either
like
one of
all
us.
Of those is,
neither of us are in a position to say that.
Yeah.
Whether it
is.
Isn't
it also against the Irish, though?
No, Mick is against the Irish, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Limey's Brit.
Oh, you can't be racist towards white British
That's
people.
That's true. You can't. You limey fucks. Hope that doesn't get us canceled.
I'm half. It's fine.
There you go. That's all you needed to do.
Beer all over my papers.
Yeah, no. we're soaked. Good start so far.
We should probably cut most of that.
We'll start off with the top. I'm going to ask the first question on the list here. Will... What's the best piece of advice you give to the 2010 version of yourself? Stop wearing hats so much. You're not going to have hair for much longer, so no need for the hat.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Enjoy the hair you have while you have it. Get nice haircuts as well. That would be a big one for me.
Get nice haircuts?
Well, I didn't ever like all the time. You'll never find a picture of me with hair where you go, man, his hair looks great. I fucked it up.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I thought, you think you have it for infinity. I had like, honestly, I had like 10 years where I got to do haircuts. right?
Yeah.
16 to 26.
I see what you're saying. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I wear hats almost always. I blew it. So wear less hats is my 2010 advice to myself. Although it was probably too late in 2010. It was already like, I already knew what was going on.
Yeah. Mine would be just like, have more fun. Not everything is the fucking end of the world. Sure. Like, just relax a little
bit. Not like now where everything fucking literally is the end.
Well, yes. This is 10 years ago.
10 years ahead? A lot of shit's really bad.
Yeah. But like, just like all those times where you're just like, oh, I'm just sad and stressed about.
Yeah. I think get over it would be good.
Get over it. Yeah. Get over it is the, I think, the correct thing. And just like stop thinking so goddamn much.
Mm, well, good luck with that one.
Yeah. All right.
Jake, what do you got?
Ange asks, what is your favorite little pleasure? For me, it's fresh sheets after a hot shower and or freshly shaved legs.
Fresh sheets is really good.
Fresh sheets is good. We need new sheets. Maybe we got new sheets by now.
My favorite little pleasure.
Okay, I have a weird one.
Please.
Just like comfy socks.
Sure, that's a great one. That's a great one.
Like when you're on a couch, not a bed. When you're on a couch and you just like stretch out in like really comfy socks, you just feel like cozy.
Totally.
Has to be on a couch though.
My favorite little pleasure. We have a chaise couch.
You do.
Yes. But my favorite little pleasure is when Melissa and I lay in a way where we can both like lay on a, I'll lay sideways on the couch part and she lays on the chaise part and we share a blanket and the dog sits in the middle.
Yeah.
And he's this little like little space heater, little warm.
That's a good one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can thump him because his little bones and his muscles. thumping that little dog makes me so happy. And it's such a, obviously like being fulfilled with love is like not a small thing.
I get you.
But it's such a peace. It's such peace. And in those moments, I want nothing.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
I like that.
I'm going to speed through these too fast.
No.
People are like, there's fucking 10 questions done in the first 8 minutes. What am I doing with this entire podcast?
We're like, wow, this is way too many questions for an hour.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Jordan asks us, you have to move cities to another North American city. And the catch is you have to become a fan of all the local sports teams. What city do you choose? And how much of a factor are the sports teams versus the rest of your livability concerns?
So I've actually had this thought before.
Let's hear it.
Not necessarily the answer to this question, but it's that idea of like, if I were to move cities, would sports affect that decision?
I believe they probably
would. And I've come to the term that it absolutely would.
Yeah.
More so than I think I would care to admit.
You would move on from the Jays pretty quick, I think.
Oh, yeah. But I think I would keep my loyalties were I to move in the realistic sense.
Right.
But that's not the question. So that doesn't matter.
You have to change loyalties in this situation.
I think it would have to be a city that had at least three major teams.
Okay.
Because my gut like answer was going to be like Seattle or Portland, which are cities I like. But you go to Portland, you just have the Timbers and the Blazers.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of the MLS.
You go to Seattle, you just have... Like, I don't give a shit about football, so right. I'm not counting that. So you would just have the Mariners and the Sounders.
And Team 32.
And Team 32, I suppose, yes. But I don't think that's an... I think I would need a city that has all three.
You're an actor. You're moving to Los Angeles.
No, God, no.
Clippers?
Never.
Kings.
I would never live in Los Angeles.
Clippers and Kings.
Fuck that town.
New York.
I think my answer is Chicago.
Chicago is a excellent first answer to come to mind as well.
I love Chicago.
North side or south side, you can Cubbies or White Sox.
You know, I want to say I'd be White Sox, but I'm probably
White Sox are buying and the Cubs are selling.
It's true.
But I don't think you, the White Sox.
I'd enjoy Wrigleyville a lot more than the White Sox neighborhood, but I think I'd hate like living with myself as a Cubs fan, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. Blackhawks then?
Blackhawks, yeah.
Oof, Bears. Which,
yeah. But also, again, I don't care about football.
Here's the thing.
Bulls who are bad, but it's the Bulls, so like whatever. Get to listen to Chuck Swirsky every game.
A great pick on your end, I think. Because my first thought, also sort of abandoned some of my favorite. Because my first thought is Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville's a good one.
So I've been to Nashville and I was like, I could live here.
Nashville's a good one. I also thought Austin, but they haven't had any teams.
I get my Titans, which I would be like, yeah, sure, Titans, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Who cares? It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I'll cheer for any football team, really. You get the Preds, which is fun.
Yep.
You don't get baseball and basketball.
But you do get minor league baseball.
Yes. And you get Vandy baseball. Yep. See, here's the thing. Is a lot,
yeah,
of these
a lot of college,
towns,
yeah.
A lot of these towns, you become a college guy, right?
That's true.
Let's go Vols.
Yeah.
And then
and with the Vols, you occasionally will get March Madness hype.
Yeah. And I guess you then siphon in the Grizz because of Memphis.
Probably. Yeah. It's a state team. It's the only team in Tennessee.
Not every city is every team. Sometimes they're spread out across.
I think that's another thing. We are lucky to live in Toronto from a sports perspective.
It's a wonderful place to be.
Everything.
And then I was like, oh, I could sort of use that to cop out and say I get to keep my old teams because there's no baseball team and no basketball team.
That's true.
But it'd be Grizzlies.
Yeah.
And then it'd be Vandy baseball and go Vols.
Yeah.
Let's go Vols.
I think you're right.
All that just to eat barbecue every day and get fat as hell.
And music. Sure. You don't give a shit.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. it's usually nice out in Nashville.
Yeah.
And the food
is
great.
That's the thing with Chicago. The weather is awful.
A small runner up for me would be San Diego.
Yeah, I like San Diego.
It's like, oh, just all against the Padres? That's fine.
And it's just nice all the time.
Who cares?
It's literally perfect climate at all times. Yeah.
Who cares? There's no sports teams.
Yeah.
I'm chilling.
Interesting that neither of us picked another Canadian city.
Well, no. Edmonton? Winnipeg?
The only offer is Vancouver, and it's awful.
What are you going to trip the Whitecaps? What are you doing?
Exactly.
Whitecaps, Canucks, ..
BC Lions.
I don't even know who else. BC Lions.
Vancouver Canadiens. Yeah. It'd be fun. You get to talk yourself into the Vancouver Canadiens matter.
No, thank you. That's the problem.
Marcus Stroman played for them for a minute.
The problem with the other Canadian cities is you have to become a CFL fan, which is just
that's
not going to happen.
And you have to cheer for a Canadian hockey team that's not the Leafs, which
I'm not going to cheer for a CFL team.
No, never.
The beauty of Toronto is we don't have a CFL team. Nobody cracked me on that. We don't have any Argos listeners.
No.
I can't imagine any Argos listener anywhere.
I can't imagine. I feel like we have more like Ty Cats listeners.
We might have an Argos listener or two.
Maybe.
We definitely have our Ty Cats.
We definitely have like other CFL teams.
Shout out to Didymus, who's a Ty Cats fan.
I'm sorry.
I want to say they lost the Grey Cup. I want to say that.
I genuinely didn't even realize that happened already.
Winnipeg, I feel like one.
Right. The guy got to wear pants.
I'm trying to think what else would be.
So the reason.
Wait, Dallas? You need Dallas?
I don't want to live in Texas.
Cowboys, Mavs.
No interest in living in Texas. That's not Austin, but they don't have any teams.
Not a lot of great states out there to choose from.
That's the other thing. Denver? Colorado's pretty cool.
Yeah, you could do Broncos, Nuggets,
Avalanche.
Rockies. Avs?
Yeah,
Denver's a sleeper.
Denver's a sleeper. You have to get used to the altitude.
Sure, but you'd be...
But you'd be fine.
I like Denver.
Denver's pretty good.
I like Denver as an answer there.
Yeah. Denver's like low-key kind of a good sports answer.
I think Denver might be the answer to that question. Fuck it, we're moving to Denver.
Yeah.
Because that's like you're right with the picking four teams. Like I don't think you want.
They even have an MLS team. The Rapids are there.
You don't want to be taking on the Nets or the Knicks.
No.
Or the Rangers or the Islanders.
No.
And
you don't want to be a Yankees fan.
I could talk about something to be.
I could be a Mets fan. I could definitely be a Mets fan.
The thing about the Yankees fan is like that's what's you get to do it. You get to be like, oh, we should get Cole, and then they do.
That's true.
You get to do that stuff.
I would definitely be a Mets fan and just be fucking miserable with them.
Mets. Meet the Mets. So I'm going to go Denver. I think Denver's a great pick.
I think Denver is a good pick, yeah.
Rockies is every year there's you get to at least see
you
some stuff.
You get to a ton of home runs.
Yeah. Nolan Arenado.
Yeah.
Colorado's about as fun as you can get in hockey right now.
Yep.
Great picks, Denver. Jake, what do you got?
Thomas, this is a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What was the best transaction of the year? This is an easy pick. Oh, no, it was last year.
Correct.
It's not the easy pick.
The best transaction of the year. I thought about this.
Of 2019.
I thought about this, and I think the answer is Marc Gasol.
I think that's the answer, too.
Which maybe is a cop-out, but it wasn't.
Wasn't a heavy Toronto transaction year.
And you could extrapolate that to basically any sport, any team.
That's true. There
if you wanted to, but...
There wasn't really any earth-shattering trades in the sports, really.
Well, the NBA had Paul George and Chris Paul.
Oh, yeah,
Paul
I guess
and
that's probably
Russell Westbrook.
And, I mean, yeah, that's the unbiased answer.
There's a lot of signings in the NBA as well.
The Paul George is the answer because it also included Kawhi.
It is a remarkable deal.
And it happened at like 12:30 at night.
So I think it's probably one of those two. I think on a personal level, it has to be Marc Gasol.
Here's the thing with the Marc Gasol deal that I remembered the other day.
Okay.
I forgot that CJ Miles was involved in that trade.
Right. CJ Miles, who might be a bio candidate event down the way.
Yeah.
He's hurt until March.
I just completely forgot he was in the deal.
Yeah. As well as
DeLon. Oh, if CJ Miles is the Jeremy Lin this year?
DeLon Wright.
Let's go.
As well was in that.
Yeah, deal. Of course. Can't forget DeLon.
I don't know. Some people forget DeLon Wright.
That's fair.
I don't know. Did Porzingis happen in 2019? That's a pretty big deal as well.
Yeah, that was big. I think he did.
Yeah, I'm gonna give that to Marc Gasol. I think on a personal level, it had all the trappings of a great Masai deal, where he trades a fan favorite.
Yep.
And he gets a guy that
subtly makes all the difference
right,
in the world.
That yeah. If you know, then you knew that was a great deal.
Yeah.
If you looked at it and you said, "Oh, JV's 20-10. This is a guy that rebounds and yada yada," but all you had to do was see Marc Gasol get the ball at the high post to know that they had made the correct basketball move.
I think an underrated Raptors game last season was similar but different to the David Price game, where we just got to watch David Price pitch and we all had a great time mm-hmm. and lost our minds. Just talking about Marc Gasol's passing after his first game with the Raptors.
Oh, baby.
So much fun.
Oh, baby.
I think Marc Gasol is my answer as well.
I think that's the right call. I really do. Let's see. We'll go Kara, because we both thought about this earlier, and it might be a struggle. What was the best meal you ate this year? I went over this with Melissa, and it wasn't a specifically grandiose meal year for me.
No, me neither, actually. I usually have like one where I'm like, oh, I went to X restaurant. That was one of the best meals I had.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. I didn't really have, yeah.
Check the Instagram story. Wasn't really affluent.
I had one last year, but that doesn't count because that's not the question.
And also,
It was a lean year financially as well, which I think probably
same. We were both saving.
Yeah,
we were putting our money away.
Right, we have things coming up.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Actually, I do. I have
an hit me with it.
It's not the meal.
Right.
The best meal technically that I ate was the dinner right before I proposed.
There you go.
Which I did not enjoy.
That is how it's done.
Did not enjoy the meal. Was extremely nervous the whole time. Don't really remember what I ate. I know where I was.
But the rest of your life is.
But that was a good day.
The first meal, the last meal of that part of your life.
Yes, that was the last meal I ate as a non-engaged person. I mean, that was also in like 10 days into the year. So I feel like I need like an action.
Right. And I had a, you know, for 10 months of the year, I was eating dinners at work that were made at work.
Right.
So like it was all good meals.
Yeah, but it's not.
The baseline is only so high when you're reheating a meal somebody else packed for you at a workplace.
Yes.
Be that as it may.
We did, for my birthday this year, we went to a restaurant called Honest Wait.
Right.
Which is in the Junction. We've been there before.
Yeah.
It's one of our favorites. It kicks ass. If you haven't been to Honest Wait and you're in Toronto, go to Honest Wait.
Right.
I think that's probably the best meal I had this. We didn't really have like a meal. Oh, no.
There it is.
For Dana Love's birthday, mm-hmm. Sean's wife, we went to Patois. Which I hadn't been to yet.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. Kicked ass.
That's pretty good.
Patois was really good.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it was the Rosen Sons Reuben, but.
You can say it. But we all know it was.
But like I went back and my like love affair with Reubens really only started a year ago this time.
And because. It's,
was it last year's winter
because
meetings?
It's closing. It's.
Closed-duh.
Closed-duh. I think it's a valid answer.
And it's opened up. The new restaurant's opened up already. The Grand Elvis. Have not been. But it's one of those places where you pay $17 for a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
That's the game nowadays.
Sure is.
So I'm going to give it to the Rosen Sons Reuben.
I think that's a good answer.
I love that fucking sandwich. And they're getting rid of it. It's not in the new restaurant.
Oh, really?
Nothing that was in the old restaurant's a new restaurant.
I guess that's fair. Chef.
Anthony Rose was like, when you close a restaurant, you close everything. Yada, yada, yada.
I get that.
Sure, sure. Who are we to tell him how to run his restaurants?
Yeah, that's fair. Ryan asks, what are you boys doing to get in shape for your 2020 weddings?
Whoops.
Oh, yeah, you hurt yourself in the gym last week.
Yeah. Whoops. Whoopsie. Whoopsie. Forgot to do that.
You got time.
Yeah, I slacked off on that really bad. Is
fair.
My answer to that.
Yeah, fair.
But my routine is to stretch deeply and then cardio my ass off. Literally my ass off.
Yeah.
all I can do is cardio. I'm terrified of like actual weights.
So I was,
if Blake isn't there to literally like basically hold my hand and lift weights for me.
To be fair, that's how I feel about most things.
I can't do it.
I need Blake to hold my hand through most of this.
So I hit the Nike training app up and I take one of their stretching routines, one of their pre-routines. So I do 15 to 20 minutes of flexibility or mobility or warm up, whatever it takes to get the heart going and to get the joints loose. And then I hit the bike for 20. And then I empty the tank for as long as I can on the elliptical or the treadmill until I like can't move. And then I go into the steam room.
You guys have a steam room?
We do.
Damn.
So that takes about 40 minutes when I do the whole thing. But I got to tell you, I haven't done that many times. That is when I am trying to do, like when I'm trying to lose weight, that's what I do. My back keeps getting hurt because I'm lazy. It's a really great cycle here.
Yeah.
Where my lack of activity makes my back easy to hurt. And then I hurt my back so I can't do activity. Sloth is what that's called. But a good reminder from Ryan to do that more.
To do that.
Because physically not well.
Yeah. I started the year on a real health kick.
Right.
Like
same.
We came out of, I think, which like most people do.
Right.
We came out of Christmas last year being like, oh, we feel like shit.
Right.
We got to get healthy. And I did it for like 2 months, going to the gym 4 times a week.
God damn.
Then I stopped.
Yes. That is the easy
part. Because
it
was summer and there's things to do in the summer.
That's a good drink.
That is a good drink. Really great when you mix it with coffee. And then, so what I've been doing, I've been trying to get back into it the last couple months. So what I do now is I actually went to the gym for the first time in 2 months on Monday.
Congratulations.
It hurt a lot. But what I have been doing for the last few months is we have an exercise bike in our apartment.
Right.
Which is the best purchase we've ever made.
Smart.
So once a day, every day, well, mostly every day, Monday to Friday, 5 times a week. I get on the bike for at least an hour.
Jeez.
Try to do 90. And I play the show as I ride the bike. I play the Battle Royale mode
right
in Diamond Dynasty where you draft a team and you play a 3-inning game because it's quick. And I find that keeps me distracted from the fact that I'm doing physical exercise.
Right.
And I try to do that for an hour to 90 minutes. And that's kind of all I do. Like you, I just try to cardio it because everything else is hard and annoying. But I'm finding that because it's a bike and it's not an elliptical, it's not quite the like
right
workout. So I'm like, last week I was like, I need to also go to the gym.
You're getting your legs nice and thin. That's upper body.
Exactly. I don't need to do the gym every day.
Yeah.
But I need to start going to the gym.
End up looking like an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Ooh, great one. Winner Gagnon. What's your best tweet ever?
Oh, God. None of them?
Make me pick between my babies here.
I will say, this is not really an answer to the question, but it's kind of an answer to the question.
Yeah.
The best tweets that I have are the ones that are like, that started a stupid conversation.
Mm.
Like when you, me and Blake were making up Fall Out Boy song titles and everyone got mad at us.
Right.
I was like, that ruled. That's how I look at a good tweet. When it's like, not engagement in the typical sense, but like when it starts like a long thread.
Chris Thompson.
No.
That's what he does.
But like when you get that long thread of like, oh, we're making the same joke over and over again for an hour.
Right.
Like, yeah, that kicks ass.
So any tweet you sent that had Kramer's handle in it.
Essentially. Yeah. Cassie goes, why do I have so many fucking notifications? Are you and Kramer tweeting again?
That's
and
right.
I said yes.
It would be easy for me to say the guy who dug a hole in the ground one.
I think it's your best one.
I personally think my very best tweet was, I want to say it was the first game of 2017 Blue Jays season.
Mm-hmm.
First at bat of the season, the ball gets hit right to Curtis Granderson and he just like doesn't catch it.
Yeah, I remember that. I was at that game.
Just.
Yeah. That was a game that Josh Johnson couldn't throw to first base.
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct.
Yeah.
I think that was sort of like, that became a real siren song.
Was called the death knell of good Blue Jays Twitter.
Yeah.
Is what I would call it. That was the last good Blue Jays tweet.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Akama. As much as I love the guy who dug a hole in the ground.
Akama's good. I don't know. My best one's probably the 5 steps to making a Twitter joke, which was just remembering the time you actually tried comedy.
Right.
And people were fun. That's the funniest thing I'll ever tweet.
All right. What do you got?
Will asks, what's the best method of preparation for shrimp?
That's a great question. Now, we went to Mandarin
I saw you into Mandarin. I was worried for all of your guts.
A great day to love shrimp Mandarin this year. There's seven different ways of that shrimp was prepared.
Oh, boy.
Firecracker shrimp was a real hit.
What's that?
It was like covered in like, I want to say it was almost like Flamin' Hot Cheeto. It was just like really.
Okay. It's Mandarin, so it probably was Flamin' Hot Cheeto.
What Mandarin does is they straighten the shrimp out. You see these?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you get like a garlic really good.
What Mandarin does is it makes you hate yourself.
That's right. Slowly but surely. I personally have said many times that I love the cold cocktail shrimp with the sauce. I love it that way.
We know you do.
And maybe that's absurd. Maybe
it's great. I also love it.
That's like, obviously I can eat a lot of shrimp no matter what, but I, you know, the eyes roll back in the head like a shark, at the cocktail shrimp. That's how I lose count and lose my place is the cocktail shrimp.
Yeah,
I love the sauce. I love everything about it.
I'm putting cocktail shrimp at number two.
Okay, what do you
think? Because I also love it. I also think that it's not a stupid way to eat shrimp. I think it's amazing. Number one for me is, I don't know what you call it. It's that you get it at Chinese restaurants. It's like the spicy salt and pepper.
Ooh, yeah.
Like deep, like it's like breaded in panko.
You cannot go wrong.
And it's just like, there's no sauce or anything, but it's it must be cooked in like chilies and ginger.
Mm.
And it's just like salt, pepper.
Keep talking.
And breading on a shrimp.
I like them all.
Me too. I love shrimp. I don't eat shrimp as much as I should, I find. Every time I make shrimp at home, I'm like, boy, I should eat more shrimp.
All right. And one last one before we hit a break here.
All right.
From Bourne, star of the show. What general life things have your opinions changed on from 5 years ago?
Bourne's allowed on the show now, so that's one. I mean, so many
Justin
things.
Bourne is fucking everywhere now.
Yeah, really.
Good for him.
Leaving us all in the dust. Genuinely, almost everything, I would say. And I don't mean that as a negative.
No. I think
that my worldview has shifted considerably. I think that how I treat people has shifted considerably. I think how I treat myself has shifted. I think that's the biggest one. I think my opinion on is that I actually like myself now.
Aw.
And that took work. That wasn't just a thing that happened because, like, life got better.
Right.
That took a lot of work. I think I spent the first 27, 28 years of my life not really liking myself all that much. And I think that I do now.
We like you plenty. I'm going to go with capitalism.
Yeah. also that.
Not that I loved capitalism 5 years ago, but I wasn't.
We all took a hard left.
I wasn't radicalized the way that I am now.
Yeah. Where were you radicalized?
Yeah. When did you first realize that you were being lied to?
Yeah.
You know, as long as the people at the top are making the more money, that's all that really matters, right?
Of course. Well, they sleep at night.
Like if profit, let's say you make $2 billion, right? As a company, but that represents a 2% drop over the year before.
Well, buddy.
Unacceptable.
What are you going to do?
Here's what I've learned about capitalism is it has to go up for infinity.
Yeah.
It can't stop going up. You have to keep going up.
Here's the thing about capitalism also that I've learned.
You got to make more year over year.
It's not going to go because it's going to fucking collapse.
It can't wait.
The revolution is coming.
I fucking hope so.
No, I don't know if it is.
I'm going to go with capitalism and as a fallback, probably biggest change opinions on. Maybe my own career. I was pretty disillusioned 5 years ago.
Yeah.
About my own limitations and what I was capable of.
Yeah, I think that's.
And I sort of let myself believe it for a little bit and really bottomed out 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that. I think that's fair.
Yeah, that was my two.
That was good.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got so many questions left. Oh boy, oh boy. Thank you all for all the feedback and all the questions. We got more to get to right after this.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We are back. So many more questions to go to. Oh, baby.
Bum, bum, bum. I don't know what that was. Sorry.
Doesn't matter. Here we go. Okay. Boy, oh boy. Tough. What was your highest high and lowest low of the decade? It comes from Cassie.
Who?
Right?
Well, I mean...
She is the highest
high. She's just fishing for my highest high.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fair. Which was getting engaged. Which is actually true. Well, that's not even me pandering. That's true.
There's that sandwich you ate.
Oh, no, you're right. It is a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
I like that you picked out what could make Cassie angry.
Don't forget the lobster roll.
The lobster roll, yeah. The lobster roll and PEI. My highest high. Not even close.
100%.
Nothing else this decade happened even
What could close happen to you
me.
That will?
No, never.
Be chasing that moment the rest of your life.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely the sandwich.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Cassie. And lowest low?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Lowest low. Man, there's been a bunch.
Yeah.
No, I think my lowest low was being at a car seat headrest concert with Blake and just sobbing.
Mm.
Just like standing in a room full of people having a great time and watching a rock show and just like sobbing. And just that, like, Blake being the wonderful friend that he was, had no judgment and helped me out, and it was great.
Yeah.
But like the feeling of a friend just like quietly putting a hand on your shoulder while you're just like breaking down is one of the worst feelings in the world.
Yeah. I want to say it was 2012, our bar hop evening.
Yes, it was.
That
was up there.
That's probably my lowest low. If not that, then my spell of unemployment last year, my 10-month unemployment is about as bad as I failed to get a job I didn't really want. And I was like, that fucking hurt.
Yeah, you were real down. You had disappeared.
I was like,
I didn't hear from you for like literal weeks.
I had such little self-worth. I had such little, like, I couldn't do anything. I like, can't do anything. I was like, I can only do one thing and I can't do that anymore either anymore. Was sort of where I hit that or the bar hop night, because bar hop night was like, I am a failure at everything, because I was like, oh, that was
a really bad night.
I was like, well, I failed at love. I have failed at my artistic pursuit of stand-up comedy. I have failed at being in the sports media business. I was like, well, I failed at everything that I've ever tried to do.
I've forgotten that there was career talk that night. I thought it was just us being sad boys.
I was just sort of like, oh, by the way, I also quit on the drain thing. It wasn't the main. Right. I was like, oh, by the way, this also ruins me, which I'm totally over now. It's,
yeah.
Being a stand-up comedy sounds like awful.
I remember a lot from that night, but the thing I remember the most is both of, like, the next day when we talked, I think you sent me a text just like, hey, did you go home and just like, as soon as you got in the door, just start crying? Yeah. And I was like, oh yeah.
Sobbed, heaving sobs. And the highest high, I mean, come on.
Yeah, obviously.
In the Azores, in the Portuguese islands, proposing to my fiance in front of the ocean, in front of the church where her parents got married.
No sandwich, though.
No, but there was bifanish.
That's true. You do love bifanish.
I did have like 20 in the span of a week and a half. Groovy. Jake, what do you got?
Adrian asks, chicken tendies or non-tendies?
This is tough.
Non-tendies. Wings forever.
You want wings?
Wings forever. I love a tendy.
Me too.
But it's wings.
I think it is wings as well. You got to love chicken wings.
If you ask me for the rest, if it was like gun to your head for the rest of your life, you can't have one of these ever again. There's no question I would say wings.
Yeah.
Or like,
for sure. You'd pick the wings to eat.
No question. Without even thinking.
Yeah, I think so too. One of the big lies that your parents tell you when you're a kid is that you can't just order chicken tenders forever.
Yes.
You totally can.
I had them like 2 weeks ago.
You totally can do that for as long as you live.
I will say,
especially if you're a sports writer, that's what's in all the press boxes.
Yes. I had this thought last week, actually. Cassie's out of town. And whenever Cassie goes out of town, it's my time to just order stupid shit for dinner.
That's right.
Every night. The food availability and like wanting to do whatever you want, one of the top three thing about being an adult.
It's true.
Like, I just was hungry. I went to a bar, ate chicken wings, came home, was still hungry, pulled up Uber Eats, ordered a Donair and Donair egg rolls.
What a life.
And just was like, you know what? I'm not that hungry. I'm going to put the Donair in the fridge and I'll have it for breakfast. And I did, and it kicked ass.
That's the modern, that's modern living right there.
Yeah.
It's great shit.
It was great.
Yeah, I'm going to also go non-tendies. I love tendies.
Yeah. Nothing, again, this isn't anything against
this it. Isn't anti-tendy rhetoric.
No, it's just wings are better.
That is correct. And sort of limitless.
Chicken wings are about as close to a perfect food as you can get.
That is true. That is, and you can order them pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, in any way, any style.
Yeah. Not that you can't do that with chicken fingers, but there's a, it's the ceiling. It's the ceiling, yes, floor conversation.
I also think people always say there's no, like that whole, like there's no such thing as bad pizza. There absolutely is.
For sure.
Even the worst chicken wings.
Oh, I don't know about this.
I don't know. Like, I've had some bad chicken wings in my life. Even the worst ones. All right.
I've had some wings where I was like, I wish I hadn't.
But is that the wing or is that the sauce?
It was the wing.
Oh, okay.
It was, you make them at home. It was like a make them at home.
You had some chicken knuckles, huh?
Yeah, it was not great. Yeah. Not great. But no, I agree. In the general, it's usually a pretty safe order at a restaurant.
Yeah. Even if they're bad, you're like, that was just too much breading.
It's the floor ceiling thing, right? The floor may be a little lower because tendies is like they can only be so bad.
Yes.
But tendies can also only be so good.
You're right.
Whereas a transformatively good chicken wing is like, ugh.
Yes.
I could die right now.
Yeah.
Great, 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 great. Let's lighten it up a little bit. What other sport is most in need of a puppy bowl style analog, and what, ooh, animals would you choose? That's from Josh. He also says, thank you for the laughs with two Fs.
Can't just ask a good question, Josh.
Nope.
We love Josh. That's a great question.
I think,
see, it has to be a sport that's sort, like, obviously it's not a sport because no one actually gives a shit about it, but it has to be a sport that lends it. I think soccer is the answer.
I was gonna say I'd probably watch cats play soccer.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same. I think it's dogs or cats.
Yeah, other animals,
they just kill each other.
No offense to other animals, you're just not that cute.
Yeah, like there's lots of cute animals. Like otters are really cute, but they kill each other.
You don't have the sauce.
Or
otters kill each other?
I don't know. I feel like
that doesn't seem right.
Maybe, I don't know. Like, you can't have like elephant bowl, like baby elephant bowl. That doesn't work. Too big.
Well, I feel like elephants play soccer.
Oh.
I feel like I've seen elephants.
I'm not doing well on this segment.
Kick a soccer ball around.
Dylan, let's cut all this and start again.
Well, you can have elephants play soccer.
Yeah, you're right. Horses also play sports. So that's
polo. Count. Yeah.
Yeah, I think cat soccer.
I watch cats play soccer, sure.
Cats Champions League final.
Right?
The kitty get the final.
We can do better than that. Cat-pians League champion.
Meows.
Champions League. Cat-pians League final.
Meowchester United.
Here we go.
Against Catsel Palace.
Possenal?
Possenal? That's not bad.
Yeah.
Catsel Palace?
No, there we go.
Catsel Palace. That sounds like they don't have feet.
Okay. We don't need to. I mean, we've got the name.
Tottenham Hotspur. No, that's not a thing.
Cat, you need to do Tottenham Hotspur. Hotspur.
Oh yeah, that was right there.
It's not easy. It's not easy to do this fucking idiotic puns that we're trying to force. It's hard. Life is tough. Yeah, I like cats playing soccer.
Yeah,
because I think
they could like sort of kick the thing by running into it.
Yeah, cats love to kick.
They'd also just roll over and play with the ball, which would just be cute.
Yeah, that is sort of the whole point.
Yeah.
Because, like, the dogs don't know they're playing football. That's a very important callery to add.
Yes, it's true. They're just running around and shitting.
Yeah.
There's like, oh, a place to run and shit.
And rolling around and being cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dogs playing football, cats playing soccer.
Yeah, I agree.
Cats also playing football.
Is it my turn?
Yes, it is.
Akmato. Would Radioactive Man the film have been a success if Bart was cast instead of Milhouse? Also, Sean split these up into categories.
Yes.
I like that he has a sports/other.
That's other. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not personal or food.
No. Anyway, would Radioactive Man the film been a success if Bart was cast instead of Milhouse? No.
Oh, do explain. He's too short.
There you go. You gotta follow the look. It's a comic book. It's gotta be realistic.
Yeah. Milhouse had the look.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna
lie. Bart is too cool to play Fallout Boy. No one would buy it.
Wow. That's the, you're the industry guy.
You gotta be able to buy it.
I thought being short was the whole point of like, isn't Tom Cruise like 5'5"?
I hope so. As someone who is not working right now, let me tell you, I hope so.
Watch out, radioactive man. I agree with you. I think Bart wanted it too bad.
Yeah.
It would have been about Bart.
Exactly.
The movie's not called Fallout Boy.
No one goes to see a fucking Robin movie. You see Batman and Robin.
Isn't there
a,
No. Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Did he?
I don't know. No. I'm out on the superhero movies.
The point is, you can't have a... You don't. You cast Chris O'Donnell with George Clooney. You don't cast like
vice versa.
Yeah,
yeah. I think Bart wanted it too much. Bart was a bit of a scene stealer. Mickey Rooney ended up being the
Mickey Rooney.
He should have been Fall Out Boy.
Jiminy Jilikers.
Again and again, great question there. Oh boy. What's the nicest thing someone did for you this year?
Agree to marry me?
That's pretty nice. That's a really nice thing to do.
Yeah. And like, you don't have to is the thing. The thing about agreeing to marry someone is that you can't, you're allowed to say no.
That's true. You see it now and then.
Yeah.
Boy, there's a lot of ways to go with this.
Yeah.
I mean, every day of my fiance's life that she doesn't like hit me with a bat.
Yeah.
It's like a blessing.
Yeah. And like, I give her so many reasons to. Like there's every day there's something casting me like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
But she doesn't, but she could.
That's true. Not being left is a nice change of pace. I also feel like there's work things where I was given opportunities at work that I wouldn't have previously had that made me feel like, wow, what a blessing that someone would do that for me.
I think I actually do know. It is actually a cast related one.
Okay.
It's the, I also, to your point, you were saying earlier about how you went through a really low,
super low.
Professional.
Right.
Experience last year. I went through one this year. And it was brought to my attention by Cassie that I was just like, kind of had a black cloud over me for 11 months that I didn't realize. But it was just like...
You did mention it on the show once or twice.
the entire theme of the year. But like, Cassie, we had this talk in August and she was like, do you know that like, you've just seemed like fucking bummed for half a year? And I was like, no, I genuinely had no idea, but it made sense when I heard it out loud.
Right.
The just like belief consistently from another person when you're like, oh, I'm fucking worthless and don't have a career and everything's wasteful. And then just being told like, no, just like belief in like this dream you're chasing for no fucking reason is not a waste of time is like, that's the nicest thing.
Keeping it real. That's a nice thing to someone could do with you.
Yeah.
For you. I think about getting to do the podcast. I think about getting to go to games. I think about every day of my life that Melissa exists and takes the dog out when I don't want to do it.
Oh.
And I deservedly should be doing it.
It's a good one.
Does it. Or like.
Dylan has to sit and listen to us.
Dylan's
way up there. He's listened to me twice a week now. Oh my God.
Three times this week.
Ugh. Sorry.
Sean and Clay for the podcast coming back. Yep. We are blessed.
It is, that's kind of what I'm getting at.
It's hard to pick one thing. I owe so many people so many
things.
Having
a professional support system of people is extremely nice.
What do you got?
All right. It's my turn. We're still doing this. here's a good one from Matt. I don't have an answer to this, but I'll think about it.
Okay.
From Matt, by weight, what did you consume the most of in 2019?
I don't want to cop out here.
You're going to say shrimp.
Coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Gallons.
This is a big coffee year for me.
Gallons.
Really came into my own in coffee this year.
Gallons and gallons and gallons. There wasn't a day this year where I didn't have at least one coffee, which is crazy to even say out loud. But like, I coffee every day.
Like my answer was, I was going to say like beer in a
Fuck,
way.
Did I go a single day without having a coffee today this year? I might have gone one day just to like do it. And I was exhausted for a little bit.
I was going to say beer for me, but that makes me like an alcoholic. And I also don't think it's true.
Right. Bread probably up there too.
Bread. Oh yeah. Bread like products.
I think it's probably coffee. I had two coffees a day, every day for like.
I think mine's
every day.
Mine is various types of bread.
Bread's a good one too.
Like not just, but like, I think with all the food, like whenever I want like a meal, that's just like takeout. It's usually like
sandwich,
a shawarma,
a wrap,
a gyro, a
wheat.
Donair.
A lot of wheat.
Yes. A lot of wheat and yeast in me.
That's probably fine.
Yeah.
As long as you're not
I feel great
allergic to it.
Which I don't think I am.
I would say bread and coffee 1 and 2 in some order. Boy, I had a lot of coffee this year. Now that I'm trying to place
it's like unquestionably coffee.
Now I think like how many days in the last 5 years did I not have at least one
here's
coffee?
Here's the question. Coffee or water?
Right. It's close. Well, because you get the technicality, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Water is running through your coffee.
Yeah. But no, but I'm treating them as two separate liquids.
Then it's water.
Yeah.
Because every day I have more water than I have coffee.
Right.
And they weigh the same, roughly.
But water's not an interesting answer. So let's go coffee.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be like if I said oxygen, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But it doesn't
Which
weigh,
has no weight.
Doesn't so. Weigh anything. It's a great question. Sticking with food. What makes a good cold slice of pizza? Who makes the best pizza for eating cold?
Okay. I have thoughts on this.
Take it.
You need a semi-thick crust, yes. First of all.
Yes.
A thin crust pizza is totally serviceable cold, but not nearly as good because you lose that crispiness of a mm-hmm. like fresh thin crust. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it has to retain its shape, which a thick crust does better.
I'm following you.
Domino's cold is pretty good.
I don't love Domino's cold.
Really?
And I like Domino's pizza. I almost always like it less this, which is, I love cold pizza. It's like my favorite
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, of course. It's amazing.
But I don't like it as much cold as I like other pizzas cold.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I really like it cold because I find that their grease to food ratio is pretty good.
Mm.
And like Pizza Hut cold is, it's ridiculous because it's too much grease and then it just sits on the pizza and it gets all soggy and shitty.
Yeah. You need that cheese to coagulate and solidify.
Yes. Correct.
It's tough. I feel like going really old school. Like I grew up with a Godfather's pizza and.
Oh, I've seen those around. I've never been.
But yeah.
I've seen those
in a small town. They make.
I didn't know they were that old.
They grew up with a good cold pizza. I don't know if it's the same pizza now, if it's
right.
changed over the years. And if it was because I was a teenager and it was the only pizza I had. But I remember that being an elite cold pizza. You get pepperoni, double cheese, and then the cheese solidifies. Oh, it's a great cold pizza.
I feel like the problem with this answer.
Almost a snap too through that cheese.
The problem with this answer, I don't mean like a problem like it's bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But of all the pizza selections we have in Toronto, like good pizza doesn't make for great cold pizza.
Agreed.
Like I don't want north of Brooklyn cold.
Right.
I want to eat it when it's hot and delicious.
I couldn't agree more. As well, I was thinking like I feel like I've only ordered Domino's for like 2-3 years now.
I've had like Panago a couple times.
Yeah.
And I don't order Pizza Yolo anymore because they forgot something 3 years ago and I hold a grudge.
That's what it's all
but
about.
But I do eat their slices sometimes, which are pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can walk in.
Yeah.
But I mean like to
have, you're right. If I'm ordering pizza, I'm never like, I'm going to order a good pizza today. It's always Domino's.
Huh.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Isn't that weird? It's been years since I ordered something with Domino's.
They really took over.
They really did.
I used to order pizza all the time, but they got worse.
Right.
I think.
I used to like the Hut a lot, but it's just not.
Hut was great when they had the big New Yorker.
Just the price of the Pizza Hut pizza is like absurd.
Yeah.
Oh, for like, it's not so much better than everything else that you need to spend that much money on it.
It's also worse than everything else.
Yeah. Anyway, they did pioneer the stuffed crust, which changed
That's
my
true.
Life.
Don't eat Papa John's.
I can't even imagine. I don't even know. If I
It's
even
bad.
Know.
I've had it once. It's terrible.
Don't even know how.
Even before he was a racist, it was terrible.
What do you got?
Lindor truffle ranking. It's like the Lindt
chocolate. Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
I love
Cameron.
I love a mint chocolate.
Mint.
I love mint chocolate. Classic. I mean, number one's classic. It's the classic Lindor.
Really?
I love Lindors.
Oh, they're great.
Let me pull these bad boys up.
There's five that come in the box with the festive special, which I assume is where we're going from this.
Sure. Let's hear them.
So there's the normal one. There's a white.
Yeah.
There's a dark, I think.
Uh-huh.
There's a hazelnut, and there's one more.
Okay, so I'm going to go...
Maybe? Sea salt, maybe?
I'm going to go...
Caramel? I think there's a caramel.
I'm going to go with number one as the classic. Number two, I will go caramel. Number three, I will go salt. Number four, I will go dark. Number five, I'll go white.
Wow. Number one, I'm going white.
Huh.
I love me a white chocolate because I'm...
It's a nice day for a... White chocolate.
Well, I'm not doing the show anymore.
Here we go.
Bring it.
I got 20 plus.
Oh, boy. Give us five.
Hold on. So black and silver is extra dark.
Okay.
The white and blue is snowman is milk outside with smooth white filling.
Whoa.
Black and green is a dark peppermint limited edition.
Okay.
Blue is dark chocolate. Brown is hazelnut. Brown and gold is milk chocolate shell filled with hazelnut chunks. Dark brown is a mocha, which is pretty good. Dark green is peppermint. Gold and white is white chocolate. Red is milk chocolate. Classic. Light blue is white chocolate shell with cocoa pieces and smooth white filling. Light pink is Irish cream. Hot pink, strawberries and cream. Light purple, almond case.
Okay, this is too many.
Lime green is lemon, which is weird. Amber is mango and cream. Orange is orange. Deep pink is raspberry. Mint is green. Green is mint, pardon me. Purple is vanilla. Turquoise is coconut. Bottom of the list for me. White with gold, for sure. Marc de Champagne. Sky blue is sea salt. Sky blue with white stripe is milk and cereal crunch. Bronze is caramel. And dark aqua, sea salt with caramel.
So that just became a listing, not
happy
a ranking.
Happy with my rankings. Well, we just did the fives.
White number one, dark number two, salt number three, classic number four, caramel number five. That's mine.
Okay.
Move on.
What are each of your all-decade starting fives for places you ordered food from?
Oh, that's a good question.
Okay. I'm in no order. I'm just going to give you my five.
Yeah, okay.
New Ho King.
Are you going frequency or just like...
You're allowed to do whatever you want. You could do your best, most memorable, most frequent, most jerk kingy.
Okay.
New Ho King. When Melissa leaves town, I get New Ho King and I order enough to... However many days she's gone, I order that much New Ho King.
New Ho King kicks ass. Like, you're not going to have any argument from me here.
What do you got?
I'm going Jesse's Pizza on Roosevelt. It's where I get my donairs.
Okay.
Because they're great.
Domino's has to make this list.
Yeah, I think it does.
It just like, I just, you ordered enough times. You made it.
Yeah. Ziggy's is a shawarma place at Blue Run Bathurst. They make a jerk chicken shawarma.
Ooh, baby.
It is good.
Keep in mind, this is all decade.
Oh shit. Not this year. Okay. Oh man. Not to think about much. Okay. Forget Ziggy's. Boostan in Montreal. Okay. Also a shawarma place. Boostan in Montreal. I didn't know this was a decade. Oh, this is going to change everything. This pen sucks.
You know what? Which, there's, when I used to live at, on Watsonville, there was a pizza place on Lansdowne.
Lansdowne?
By the No Frills.
Oh, Apollo? I want to say it's called?
Right near there.
Yeah, on the corner or beside the No Frills?
It's in the little...
Yeah. I think it's called Apollo. That place is really good.
Yeah, and they knew us. They ended up knowing us pretty well. And, like, they would put barbecue sauce in the pizza, and it was so good. And we ordered that a fucking lot. I want to say it was called... Let me zoom in here. Was it gone? Anyway, it was like a Brooklyn-ish name. I want to say it was like a... Something like that.
It started with an A. It definitely started with an A, and I don't know what it was called.
Anyway. What else you got?
Again, going back to Montreal for my years there, there was an Indian restaurant that was around the corner from the place I lived, Montreal, called Tally. It is still there. I eat it multiple times every time in Montreal. It's the best.
You're correct. It's Albany Pizza.
Albany. I was close. Albany Pizza. Is it still open?
I believe it is.
Oh, Albany Pizza is good.
Really good.
Yeah, really good. Yeah, I'm going Tally for that one. Oh, I know. I have my list now. God, this pen's...
let's see, what else have I ordered in a lot? Japan sushi.
See, I don't like ordering sushi because I feel like you have to spend so much money to get your money's worth for food.
Fair
That's
enough.
My thing. I love sushi.
It's usually split. It was either Japan sushi or Guy Ray, which sushi, which it was in the ground floor of the building I used to live in. So if I was...
Oh, I remember that place.
If I was not in the mood for... And it was too late to get anything and I was not in the mood, I would just go downstairs. I would call, and the time it took me to go downstairs, they would almost always be ready.
That's a good one. My other one is Poutini's. I used to live at Queen and Dovercourt.
Mm.
I ate Poutini's hungover a lot. Or drunk.
Okay.
Suited any occasion.
Love Poutini's. To a similar statement.
I can see what you just wrote down and I'm upset
It's not an endorsement of the restaurant.
Okay.
It was across the street.
I know where it was. Yeah.
Yes. It was across the street from my house.
Yep.
My roommate got a job there.
Really?
Yeah. Because he's like, it's the easiest place to get.
Yeah.
So they would have deals. They would have like an appetizer deal during like an happy hour in the afternoon.
Yep.
Where it was like 2-for-1 appetizers. And we were all broke, so we would get four appetizers for like $20 plus my buddy's employee discount. So I'm not, we didn't eat a lot of the wings, but I had a lot of the like.
Because you haven't said the place yet, right?
It's Wild Wing.
There you go.
Yeah. I believe it's closed now.
Yes, it is. It's actually a really cool bar now.
Yeah.
Called the Commoner, I think.
So anyway, not an endorsement of the place because it's not good food. But if we're talking about how often I ate there, I ate Wild Wing appetizers like twice a week. For basically, we get like, you get pay like $5 and you get four appetizers and we would drink for free because he was stealing. Hard to believe that place doesn't operate anymore.
Okay, I'm changing one of my answers because I realized that I'm at.
Please.
I'm at four, I think.
Sure. I'm at five there.
At five? Okay, so I'm going Bustan, the point, Tally at the three, Poutini's at the four. I'm not going to say Domino's, even though I love it and I've ordered probably the most of anything.
Yeah.
But it's just not making the starting five. It's a bench player. I'm going to cut Jesse's to the bench, I think. So I'm going to Bustan, Tally, Poutini's. Of course, where I grew up, where I lived at the beginning of this decade, the OG Massini's Euros on the Danforth.
Oh, baby.
Love a Massini's.
Oh, baby. I love Massini's.
It's so good. Not deliverable, so I don't get to eat it that often. Sometimes late on the way here. And then I think at fifth, I got to put my St. Louis wings.
Fair enough.
It's not really ordering, but like...
You order out?
Yeah.
That's fair. All right, what do you got?
Does anyone else have a crush on Blake or just me?
All of us.
Kristen, we all do. We all have a crush on Blake.
If you don't, check your fucking head.
Yeah.
What, if any, this is from Ange, what, if any, celebrity death or scandal actually affected your life?
I feel like in 2016, there were a lot of celebrity deaths that actually like hit.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's like a cliche and people make fun of it now, but I remember Bowie's death kind of hit me.
Mm.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's death was a big one. Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Robin Williams was a big one.
I remember when Leonard Cohen, he died like the end of the year. And I remember it was kind of like, it was after a long, 2016 was a long year. A lot of celebrity deaths and also like Trump got elected.
Right.
And I remember Leonard Cohen died like 2 days after Trump and it was just kind of, got elected, it was just kind of like, come on, 2016.
That's fair.
Oh my God. I'm going to fuck up his name. And that makes me feel bad. From Frightened Rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
Scott.
Yep. I'm going to go with Harry Leroy Halladay III.
Yeah. Yep. That's the answer. You're right. Fuck everything I said. That's the answer.
It's just so fucking unfair.
Yeah.
All right. One more. I'm going to go to break.
Now that you have some distance from the Raptors' title run, bat flip or the shot?
The rim shot. It was like, now that there's some distance and now that we've seen distance from both of them, obviously the bat flip has a lot, and it's such an explosion of like everything combined, and it was this huge explosion of emotion, and it was this incredible moment. The Kawhi bounce shot, now that there's like 6 months out of it, it's really fucking phenomenal that happened the way it did. Like, it just, obviously the bat flip is a huge deal and I will go to, you know, fight for that moment forever. But man, that fucking shot just hangs in the air and every, like, just silence. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
My answer is also the shot, and here's why. The bat flip, as you said, was an explosion of emotion, but it was an explosion of emotion of that game and that inning. And it was the climax of that. The shot was an explosion of emotion of an entire franchise.
Right.
That was the minute that it went from, we are never going to win anything and this shit never happens to us, that turned into, we're going to the conference finals and have a legit shot at the title. The bat flip was amazing.
Totally.
But the bat flip was, the emotion of the bat flip was because of game five.
Right.
The emotion of the shot was because of 25 years of Raptors history.
Well said. All right. We got just a few more here. We're going to wrap these up in just a moment. Stick with us. Stick around. Lots more questions to come.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18
plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Oh, baby. We are, just a reminder, we're drinking our Radical Road. Awesome. The Funk and Sour series. It's the Key West Lime Ghost. It's been really, really good. Really, really, really enjoyed it. A great, quick drink. Drake, a question for you. Could you realistically kick a 10-yard field goal?
10 yards? I think so. Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
And then follow up, if you could kick anything not a football, how much longer could you kick it? I don't know what that means.
I think it means, like, could you kick a soccer ball further than, how far could you kick a soccer ball?
Oh.
A tee? Probably pretty far.
Probably pretty far.
Yeah.
I'm bad at judging distance.
Me
but
too.
Like,
I'm almost positive I could kick a 10-yard field goal.
Yeah, I feel like I could kick a soccer ball, you know, more than half.
Like a drop kick on a soccer ball, I feel like I could kick a
more than half the length of the field.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Which, Kramer asked us, pardon me for doing two in a row, which video game world would you want to live in the most, and which character in that world would you want to be? Sports games do not count.
Oh, none of them. Because they're all predicated on constant conflict and trying not to die. So none of them. Like, but maybe like Crash Bandicoot.
Stardew Valley?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Stardew Valley is just like life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just happily planting your crops. I'm going to go Stardew Valley. I love Stardew Valley.
I think that might be my answer too. I don't even play it, but it's just like, I recognize that it's just nice.
Stardew Valley or the Untitled Goose Game.
Yeah. Nintendogs?
Sure.
Just hang out with a bunch of dogs?
Pokemon? What about Pokemon? Never really been a Pokemon guy.
Yeah. Okay, this is a question for you.
Yeah.
Leifer asks, who are your men's and women's wrestlers of the year for both WWE and AEW?
Wrestler of the year is Jon Moxley.
Mox.
Big F and Mox is the wrestler of the year in the AEW. The wrestler of the year in WWE. I guess it's probably Seth Rollins. Women's wrestler of the year is obviously Becky Lynch. The women's wrestler of the year in AEW, I guess we're going to give it to Rio. It's either Rio or Britt Baker, who's a dentist. But it's Big F and Mox, wrestler of the year, for all of it. It's either Big Mox or Becky are your one and two.
Follow this up with a similar question.
Yep.
Or not similar, just thematically. Grace asks, which aspect of pro wrestling should be incorporated into the four major North American sports leagues?
Like a Money in the Bank briefcase that you can...
Yeah.
You earn something. It's sort of how, you know, we look at the NBA midseason tournament. You earn something that you can use later on whenever you need to, whether it be, I think you would use it as like, if you won the midseason tournament, you get to pick your first round opponent or something.
I like that.
Yeah. Something where you can surprise people out of nowhere. That and.
That was going to be some, my answer was going to be that's like calling a title shot at any
yes.
time. Just like, I'm challenging the Raptors for,
right.
for the championship.
Raptors beat Golden State, and all of a sudden the lights go out, and it's the Sixers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sixers exactly. are back.
Or just like mid-season, the Sixers will be like, Raptors, I challenge you to game seven again.
Yeah. That or, and Blake has always been big on this, they should not announce the transactions, and guys should just show up for new teams.
Oh, that's really good.
Kawhi Leonard's in LA. Oh, my God. Jake, top five albums of the decade.
Subscribe to Columbia House Party on Patreon to find out, because we're doing a bonus episode about it.
Ha-ha! Gotcha, bitches. We're speeding along because we're trying to hit a time mark. Let's go.
Ooh, here's a good one.
Yes.
Sean, which sport could you be a professional scout in the longest before getting found out?
Professional scout. So I'm scouting other pros.
Correct.
I'm not an amateur scout.
Correct.
I think I could professionally scout. I mean, it's
basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the easiest one to evaluate in the eye test.
Right. Yeah, I think so. And there's great advanced numbers available.
Yeah. There's less guys to watch at one time. It's basketball.
Yeah, I'm going to go with basketball as well. Not that I'm a basketball expert.
No, but I just feel like you could be like, that guy's good.
And you could say, oh, if we brought him into this system and had him do this.
Yeah.
And there's enough publicly available data by the league to allow that to happen. We have two more.
Two more.
Didymus, how many potato chips do you think you ate in 2019?
Not as many as I have in years past.
Yeah.
Some.
Lots.
But not.
Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots. But yeah, less than when I was single. How about that?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Oh my God, yeah.
Okay. And the last question, a great mailbag, folks. What life advice does Jake have for younger Zoobs? And what advice does Zoobs have for a younger Jake?
for younger Zoobs, just like trust your ability and your talents and stop letting other people influence how you think about your talent. That's what I would say.
I would say to you, very similarly, to not be afraid to be uncomfortable.
That's a good one.
To sort of that very difficult decision you made those years ago to pursue your dream fully, to not be afraid to let that. I think you're much further there now, where you are enjoying the craft and you're enjoying being on set, not being afraid to sort of put yourself in those situations where it's not all figured out yet.
Yeah, I like that.
Don't expect it to ever make sense, because it never will. Is my other one. That's it. That's a great mailbag. Thank you all so much for an excellent year of incredible questions.
Yeah.
For riding with us as we return back.
Year one of Sportsfeld 2.
And we did like 50 plus episodes. We had a huge year.
Crazy.
And it's been so much fun. And as I said in weeks past, just the fact that anybody else at all listens to this show is truly stunning.
You could do anything else with an hour.
It's amazing. And we appreciate it. And we can't wait for next year. We have one episode next week. We have our end of the decade lists.
Yes.
We're doing all our best teams, all our best stories, everything we learned from the last decade in sports. We're recapping that. And then it's 2020.
Yeah. And who knows what's going to come.
We're back into vengeance. Who knows what's happening in this week and next week in sports. All kinds of stuff could have happened.
The Blue Jays could have not signed anyone next week.
Pretty good chance of that happening. Anyway, we will talk to you then. Thank you to Sean and Clay for the platform. Thank you to Dylan for doing all the work. Thank you to the intern in the box. And thank you all very much for another year of listening to Sportsfeld.
Sportsfeld!